We will start because we have a special city council meeting and it's going to be busy. It's going to be an executive session, so we will start now. Again, we'll start with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Mr. Crawford, could you call the roll, please?
Certainly. We have Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Here.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Present.
Ryan Lopez requested to be excused.
Could I have a motion to excuse Ryan, please?
So moved.
Second. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Passed 6-0. All right. We are going to start off with an executive session, and Mr. Sitkin, would you like to explain it, please?
Yeah, we'll be going in executive session for discuss potential litigation. We estimate we'll be finished at 5:50. If we get done early, we'll just take a break before you can go back into session. If we'll need more time, we'll come out and announce that.
Okay, and as part of this special city council, we will be doing the interview for the ETAC.
After the executive session.
After this, yeah.
There's no action coming out of executive session.
Okay. The special city council meeting, we've come back from an executive session. We have one more item to do, and that is interview for BTAC. And Doug, are you here, please? Would you like to come to the podium, please?
Thank you very much.
This should be very short and sweet for you. Tell us about yourself and why you're interested in BTAC, please.
Well, I am from Blaine, Washington. My dad graduated from Blaine High School, and my family grew up here in Blaine and also in Ferndale. So I've been a part of Blaine, you know, growing up. But when I was younger, we had to move to California, unfortunately due to a death in the family. And as soon as I was able to get old enough to move back, I moved back. So my wife, I met her at PanSave, if you remember PanSave. It's a long time ago. But we got married. She's from Bellingham. We're both from the Blaine area. And so I wanted to get back into Blaine. And so when I got back here, the first thing I did was immerse myself into the community. I got involved in the Chamber of Commerce. I got involved in the city coffee group. Just to get immersed into what's going on. And the more I learned about BTAC, I thought I would love to ultimately get into that. I want to see Blaine grow, not only in population, but I would like to see Blaine grow in the visitor area. I would like to see more tourism come into Blaine. I have visited a lot of small towns in my life and have seen just vibrant small towns. And I know Blaine could easily be one of those to attract that tourism. And my interest in BTAC is to help facilitate those funds, to help grow Blaine and to help grow tourism. I believe we're right on the edge of some great things in Blaine. We just got to get over the finish line, and tourism to me is one of the big things that we need to work on. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, thank you. Describe your understanding of the state law RCW 67.28.1816 authorizing the city to apply lodging tax revenue to support programs that increase tourism. How will you apply these provisions when considering grant requests to BTAC for funds?
So as I see this law, it's allowing tax revenue to be collected to advance tourism in the city of Blaine. For us, this means opportunities to fund events that's going to attract tourism, to fund different activities in the city that would bring in more people into the town. And there's some great ideas and things that, you know, we're listening to and hearing about all the time. It's a way to find major events like the upcoming World Cup. We're right at the point where we need to be involved in that in a big way. And we in the chamber have been talking about that. And, you know, we need to get more tourism. There's going to be some 700,000 vehicles coming back and forth past this place. So I'm looking to see what can we do to help fund things for Blaine to bring those people into our city and quit passing us by when they go through there. So I look at being able to be a part of that to help take those funds and move them to where they should be to help grow that.
Okay, and then finally, what do you think are the city's current greatest draws for tourists?
Well, I believe number one is the water. We sit on a beautiful area for boaters and for people who just like the ocean. My wife and I love to go down to Packers in the evening and look at the lights or just sit there and watch the ocean. It's just a beautiful area to be living in, and I think we have this niche right here in Blaine that we can use that should attract more tourists into this town. We have the border. Right here, we're right on that cusp where people can come in and out as they go past that border, and we want to get them in here. We want to promote ways for them to come into this city and utilize our facilities and to bring their funds into Blaine. And I think the third thing, and this is going to be for tourism, but I think when people come in, they see it's livable. This is a very livable place. And people are going to come in and want to stay. And we are providing and working on ways to help them find homes. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I work daily putting people in homes in the city of Blaine. And people love living here. I love living in this area. So it's another opportunity for us to create more people into Blaine and create more tourism and more activity in Blaine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any member of the council have questions for Doug, please? Do you have any questions for us?
Not right now.
Okay. I said it would be short and sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is going to be on our agenda for our meeting. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for stepping up to help. Okay, that ends the special city council meeting, and it's closed at 6:04. We'll give everybody 5 minutes to kind of get settled.